You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So now we're getting into PSG's results, interim results that is, and their investee companies did come through with some resilient performances during the 6 months to end August 2021. The company is seeing a 17% increase in what they call the sum of the parts value per PSG share. I've got the chief executive on the line, Pete Mouton, to talk more about these numbers and really just the outlook of the operating environment. Pete, many thanks for your time this evening. Now, there has been some solid growth in some of your interests, but what would you say were some of the most salient features?
Good afternoon. I mean, the most impressive underlying performance, I would say, came from Consult, which managed to push their earnings up by 23%. And you have to actually go back and remember last year, they also showed positive growth, where most of the financial stocks took huge hit last year. So you got to take that into consideration when you look at their results this year. So they've been extremely resilient with all the issues we've had with COVID. And that's, to me, the outstanding thing. Look, the sum of the parts is a valuation-based metric, and 80% of it is based off listed share prices, so it's fairly easy to calculate. You can go onto our website and it sort of updates with a 15-minute delay. So at any given time, any shareholder can actually go and view what we believe is the latest sum of parts value.
Let's speak about some of your specific investments. One of the significant ones is Curro, which is the largest provider of private school education in Southern Africa. Now, they unfortunately reported quite a decrease in recurring headline earnings per share. And that's obviously got to do a lot with the school disruptions that happened during the peak of the pandemic.
Curro's been slightly more affected by COVID than we would have hoped. Last year, I mean, especially the pre-primary offering was something that you couldn't do anything about on a digital basis. So it was difficult over there. And this year, still with the lockdown, you don't get the normal level of ancillary income. This now where people do active sports and it's the bus fees that you make and aftercare and all of that is is only a fraction of what it was pre-COVID. And obviously with that, the bad debts and discounts are higher than what it was historically, but we're doing a lot of effort to turn it around. And as we go to lower lockdown levels, I do believe there's we're quite excited about the prospects of the business going forward.
Right. Now, the business has made a decision to hold on to the dividend. Perhaps paint a picture on some of the reasons around that.
So last year when we unbundled Capitec, we explained to shareholders that you're now going to hold the Capitec shares directly and they're going to pay you a dividend. So it's going to be roughly equal to the dividend you would have got from PSG in any event. So from a cash flow perspective, if you held on to your Capitec, you shouldn't really be out of pocket. The problem is we're trading at a 30% discount to some of the parts. So we've got to be extra sure when we do invest the cash because we're not able to get it back from shareholders. If you traded a discount, investment holding company you just wouldn't be able to raise cash because immediately it trades at 30% less the next day. So you're going to be a little bit more circumspect in how you utilize your cash.
Yeah, and you've also indicated that there's a lot of uncertainty in terms of economic growth in the country, that potentially having had some insight into the decision that you've made. But you're also imploring on government to really put in place policies that will create a conducive environment for business. Your thoughts on the operating environment currently and the idea that you're uncertain about economic growth, what with the IMF, for example, coming out 2 days ago saying that they are revising South Africa's growth upwards, albeit a bit of a dead cat bounce.
Yeah, so, I mean, that revision, remember, we still got to come up with what the ground we lost in terms of last year. So we will grow significantly more than that to anyway get near recovery. I mean, this is not a new thing that business would like a more business-friendly environment. This is definitely not the first time it's said. It's just too difficult in many instances to do business in South Africa. It takes so long for all regulatory approvals, and there's significant red tape involved in all decision makings, and every deal has to go to the Competition Commission, and they sit on it for the maximum amount of time. You know, if you really want to attract foreign investment, you know, we'll conclude and give policy certainty about things like EWC, BEE has got to be sorted out. It cannot change the playing field, cannot consistently change. And labor legislation needs to be eased. And then we've got to sort out the SOEs. So there are numerous things that government can do to make it easier for business to grow.
One of the subsidiaries I'm particularly interested in, Pete, is PSG Alpha. So, I mean, it is an incubator that helps businesses in the country grow. And the big call right now is for startups and medium businesses to get the kind of funding and resources they need to contribute to the economy, to create jobs. Is there any specific investment that will go into PSG Alpha? I mean, it has produced some solid contributions to the business. And I assume there's lots more to come from that particular subsidiary, given the current times.
It's exactly what you said it is. I'll tell you what the difficulty is. You almost got to read that in conjunction with our investment philosophy, and which is fairly particular how these investments need to look or need to appear. And it's not easy to match the two. I mean, there are a lot of businesses out there with interesting concepts, but one of it is they have to operate in large markets. I mean, we don't have big teams over here. So if you do find a success, you mustn't be limited by the size of the niche. So that's why we play in places like financial services, education, energy, the retirement industries, new one. These are big industries. It just won't move the needle if the niche is too small. So it's not your typical scenario where we go and make 100 investments and hope two of them make it. We've got a lot higher conviction about the investments we try and make.
Right. Now, just a final thought from you, just an outlook on your operating environment and the businesses that PSG has interest in. There are concerns about another wave coming through in December after the elections. Just your thoughts on the short to the medium term in terms of operations.
I think we'll continue to do okay. I mean, the businesses we believe are in the right sectors. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I did write a letter asking the country to do their part and get vaccinated, because unfortunately, you know, if we go in a fourth wave during December, I think we're going to destroy our tourism and leisure. It's going to be the final nail in the coffin for those guys. And lots more people are going to lose their jobs. So I firmly believe that we're going to be okay, but we'll do a lot better if we can get to an environment where at least we've got normal movement of people and there aren't any more restrictions or forms of lockdown in the country. I mean, we've been taken off the red list. The moment this thing with the UK in terms of flight, which is very important for South Africa, business relationship, but also from a tourism perspective. The moment the wave comes, I'm pretty much sure they're going to put us back onto the red list. Now, again, the only way we're going to get there is permanently off the red list is if we get vaccinated.
Brilliant. Pete Mouton, who's PSG Group's chief executive, giving us some insights into the interim numbers that were released by the company today and highlighting what the medium or short to medium term could look like. Thank you very much for your time this evening.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.